Oh my god, where have you been? We got tech news to do, places! Facebook has never been Apple's biggest fan, and the company, now known as Meta, which we're still calling Facebook because screw them, is now rolling out a way to help creators skip paying Apple their 30% cut of App Store revenue. Okay, I'm listening. Individual creators will be able to direct fans to a web form for subscriptions outside of the iOS Facebook app. It's the latest attack on Apple's walled garden approach to iOS, which senior VP Craig Federighi defended this week at Web Summit 2021. While Android, Windows, and macOS support sideloading apps from outside their official app stores, Craig said that sideloading on iOS would mean the floodgates are open for malware, and called it a cyber criminal's best friend. I mean, you don't understand the destruction that would ensue. Entire countries wiped off the map.
Ooh, I can't wait till they allow sideloading. I'm gonna get in there.
Facebook is making some other PR-friendly moves this week too. The social network is shutting down its facial recognition system after 10 years of automatically tagging users in photos. As part of the shutdown, more than a billion facial recognition templates will also be deleted. Allegedly. It's likely that Facebook is making the move in response to increased negative public sentiment concerning facial recognition, which is also causing problems for facial recognition database Clearview AI. They're appealing a recent court order by Australia to stop collecting images of Australians, which is easier said than done, because they're good looking in Australia.
They are cute.
They age faster than us Canadians, all the sun. Don't celebrate Facebook's decision just yet, though, because a Meta spokesperson, which is better than a regular spokesperson, told Recode that facial recognition will probably play a big role in their metaverse products. But I don't know. Maybe Meta is more trustworthy than Facebook. The name sounds cooler.
What is that?
Maybe they can keep Facebook and Instagram from going down so often. Ooh, got 'em. And the US Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, the hip-hop artist, has issued a directive requiring civilian federal agencies to fix old cybersecurity flaws that they apparently haven't really done anything about because government agencies are bloated. There's no incentive.
Yeah.
You gotta fire people.
You gotta let the market forces.
There should be a market for federal agencies, is what I'm saying. Small government, Peter Thiel. The order concerns around 200 cybersecurity flaws identified between 2017 and 2020, and 90 more from 2021. That's a lot of flaws. They include the Microsoft Exchange server flaw from March and the SolarWinds flaw from late 2020. Wait, there are federal agencies that haven't installed the patches for those?
They're running XP.
What are they doing? Taking paid lunch breaks?
Ah.
Bank and flex time? Now it's time for the quick bits brought to you by Ridge Wallet, maker of light, sleek wallets designed to fit easily into your front pocket for added security and confidence. They even have RFID blocking plates to keep attackers from stealing your information and your sperm from dying. I added that last part myself, no guarantees. There's over 30 colors and styles to choose from, including Damascus and 18 karat gold, which your current wallet almost certainly does not have, okay? Save 10% and get free worldwide shipping at Ridge Wallet by using offer code LINKED. At ridge.com/linked. Quick bits? Don't mind if I do. The man who was arrested last year for selling Switch mods that let users play pirated ROMs is pleading guilty to two federal felony charges and will owe Nintendo $4.5 million. The man's real name? Gary Bowser. I bet Nintendo thinks they're Mario in this situation, but they're wrong. Mario is Chris Pratt. And as long as Nintendo keeps being an ass to its enthusiast community, they're more like Goombas.
Yeah.
And Goombas.
Koopa Troopa bank people.
Tesla is initiating its second recall in a matter of weeks, this time to correct a faulty update to some cars' full self-driving beta software that led to the emergency braking feature activating out of nowhere. Your head. To be fair, I'd rather have this problem than the suspension issue that caused the first recall, but if I'm being honest, I'd rather have no recalls at all. No, I'd rather have no problems at all. The recall's fine.
Sure.
Maybe I'll get a Falcon Heavy.
Yeah,
those seem to be doing fine.
Those.
Fairly reliable Apple oracles, Ming-Ching Kuo and Mark Gurman, have both published reports claiming Apple may launch a VR/AR headset as soon as early 2022, with a smaller, sleeker pair of AR glasses arriving later. Who knows? I guess Apple is jumping in on the metaverse train too. It'll be a much smaller metaverse because you'll only be able to connect to the 3D worlds Apple says is safe, more like a meta solar system or
Meta
street. Meta rooms.
Can you tell me how to get?
How to get to Apple Meta Street. An update to the Netflix app will soon allow subscribers to access the same game library that some Polish users recently had the privilege of testing. Now, this isn't game streaming we're talking about, so you won't need to worry about latency while playing the, like, five Android games you have access to. That's right, this was a dumb story. What are we even... What are we talking about?
Oh my gosh, I get free Angry Birds.
Polish people have played this? Wow, I'm in. And the makers of a cryptocurrency based on Squid Game, the hit Netflix show, have made off with around $2.1 million after they rug-pulled money from investors and then sold off their holdings, which seems to be one of the main reasons anyone starts a new cryptocurrency these days, especially one where you can't withdraw your money from the liquidity pool at all. You didn't see this coming. This is crazy. And I've lost all context or what the heck is going on, so come back on Friday for more tech news, and please, please be on time.
We have stuff to do.
We have a schedule.